Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the third day of Pesach, the first day of Chol HaMoed, Tavshin Pei Dalad, 17th of Nisan. Masechet Nazir, Perek Vov, Mishnah Beis. Our Mishnah is going to teach some more details about the Isurim, the prohibition of a Nazir and anything that comes out of the vine. There are four main things that are osur for a nazir: wine, grapes, peels, and pips. The Tanaim in our Mishnah are going to have a debate as to what are chatzanim and what are zagim. Normally chatzanim are translated as pips and the zagim as peels, but we'll see that there is a machlokes Tanaim about it. V'chayev al hayayin b'fnei atzmai, says the Mishnah, the nazir would be chayev separately for drinking wine, v'al hanovim b'fnei atzman, separately for eating grapes, v'al chatzanim b'fnei atzman, or for eating pips, grape pips, v'al hazogim b'fnei atzman, or grape peels on their own. So that if he drank or ate from each one of these items, the shear of the isur, he'd be chayev malchus. And if he ate all of them together, that means he drank a revius of wine, he drank a quarter of a log of wine, of 86 mil, or of wine, and he ate a kazais, an ounce of grapes, and an ounce of chatzanim, a kazais of peeps, and a kazais of peels, he would be chayav a set of malkas for each one of these on their own. So if he ate all of them, he'd be chayav four sets of 39 lashes. Rabbi Loza ben Azaria Omer, Eino chayev ad sheyochal shnei chatzanim v'zagon. He says that the only time one is chayev, the nazir will be only chayev malchus if he ate at least two pips and their peels. And the reason is because the Torah says and uses the expression mechatzanim v'adzog, from pips to peel he cannot eat. Now the word mechatzanim is plural, pips. And the minimum of anything in plural is two. So since it says it in the plural, one would not be chayv until one ate at least two of the chatzanim, two of the grape pips, plus their peel. Rabbi Oz ben Azaria holds, like Rabbi Yossi, as we'll soon see later, that chatzanim are in fact the pips, and zog refers to the peel. But the Mishnah now asks, Eiluhein chatzanim ve'eilan azogim? What exactly are the chatzanim that the Torah says the nazir can't have, or the zagim? What are they? Hachatzanim elu hachitzonim, v'hazagim elu hapnemim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the chatzanim are the outer part, meaning the peels, and the zagim are the inner part, meaning the pips. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Rabbi Yossi argues. He says, shaloi tite, in order that you should not make a mistake, in order that you should always remember that the chatzanim are not, like Rabbi Yehuda says, the peels, but the pips, and the zagim, or zog, when the Torah says the word zog, it means the peels. He says that the way in which you can remember this is, think about the bell of an animal, kezug shel behema. A zug, a bell that's on the animal, what do we call the hachitzon? Zug. We call the outer part of the bell the zug. And therefore that is like the peel of the grape. And the inner part, the hapnimi, and the part inside that bangs around and makes the noise, the klapa, we call it the inbol. Hapnimi is inbol. So the inside one is called the inbol, what bangs on the bell on the outside. And so it is also with grapes, that the zug is in fact the outer part, that's the peel, and the chatzanim is in fact the peel, the pip, and that's the way how we've come to translate this throughout. Mishnah Gimel. Going to learn more about details of what a nazir is also to do, and we're going to talk about different consequences of breaking the prohibitions that a nazir has in force. And says the Mishnah, Stam naziris shloshim yoim, without defining how many days the person who says he wants to be nazir for, as a default, it's 30 days. So if he says, I want to be a nazir, immediately he has to be a nazir at least for 30 days. And for that reason, gilach, If the person shaved his hair in the middle of his Nazirus, whether willfully or accidentally, Osha Gilchua Listim, or whether even if robbers had shaved him, Soiser Shloshim Yom. He undoes, he breaks 30 days. Now, what does that mean? Some of Oshimlin, that means that he is Soiser, he breaks the days that he's been a Nazir until he has a growth of hair 30 days. When he wants to shave what's called the Tigalachas Shal Mitzvah, the Mitzvah haircut, after the completion of his Nazirus, then he undoes 30 days, which means that if there was not 30 days from the day that he shaved until the end of his Nazirus, for example, maybe he only did a short Nazirus, only for 30 days, then he has to wait a full set of 30 days. But if, let's say, he has a lot more days to count, he's got at least 30 days to count anyway. For example, he may have been a Nazir for 50 days and he may have shaved his hair 10 days into the Nazirus, then he doesn't lose any days because he's still got at least 30 days to complete his Nazirus. That's fine. That's how Tosfos and that's how the Rav learns the Pshat. In other words, he undoes any days that are over the 30 day. If there's less than 30 days that there is between the time he shaved and the end of his Nazirus. So basically, he has to have at least 30 days before he will then do the Tiglachas Atara, the haircut at the end of his Nazirus. However, the Rambam learns, and so to the Meiri, they learn that he always loses 30 days, even if it was a long Nazirus. And all those 30 days, he is absolutely prohibited in all those things that a Nazir has, except that they don't count. And after these 30 days, then and only then he can complete his Nazirus. So therefore, and whatever he counted before he shaved will be counted for the minyan. So therefore, according to the Rambam, the way he understands the Mishnah means there's an automatic shloshim yom. There's an automatic 30-day period that he has to now be careful to be like a Nazir. And then he can carry on and complete whatever he was missing. Let's give an example. So let's say he was a Nazir for 60 days, for example, and he, 20 days into his Nazirus, let's say, he was he shaved, he took a haircut, and now he, as we said, he's broken his Nazirus. So what happens is that he has to now continue for 30 days. He has to continue as a complete Nazir, and that will not be counted towards his Nazirus. And then after those 30 days, he will then have to count another 40 days to complete the 60 days of Nazirus that he had before. So it's much more strict the way the Rambam, the Meiri, learn the Mishnah. Nazir Shegilach, a Nazir who shaved purposely, Ben Bezug, whether it's with a pair of scissors, Ben Basar, whether with a shaver, a razor, Osha Sipsef, Kol Shul, or even pulled out a hair, even one hair, Chayev, he deserves to get Malkus. The Gemara explains that as long as he pulled out the hair from its root, and he pulled it out, and even though he left a little bit of the hair there, but it wasn't sufficient to be able to bend the top of the hair to its root, that's considered already chayev. That he's already chayev for that. This is as far as Malkus, as far as getting Malkus is concerned. We're not talking about stira, about breaking his Nazirus. As far as breaking his Nazirus, that'll only happen if he shaves most of his hair, of his head. So to be chayev Malkus, even if he's one hair, he's shaved, but to the point that you can't even bend the top to the bottom, but so that's how much of it he's pulled out. But as far as the stira, as far as breaking his Nazirus, that he has to count on more days, etc., that'll only be happen if he shaves most of the hair of his head. Says the Mishnah further, Nazir Chayfev, a Nazir is allowed to scratch his head, or his hair, of his head, Some furnishing loan means that he can even scratch it with sand or with some sort of cleaning agent, umafasfes, and he can also scratch with his nails, fingernails, on his hair. Or some furnishing loan means he can separate the hairs one from another, but without intending to actually have the hairs fall out. Now, even as a result of this scratching, as a result of the chafifa, or the mufasbes, even though some hairs might fall out, he doesn't have to worry because it's called ein miskaven, it's called unintentional. So unintentional will not be a problem. Avaloi sorek. But combing he cannot do, because with combing, it's almost certain, it's certain that he's going to have the hairs come out. Rabbi Shmuel Omer lo yochef badama. Shmuel says, even though we said he can scratch his hair, but he cannot do it with a type of earth that would make the hair fall out, adam or some sort of earth. Mipnei shemasher, as I say, because that would clearly have the hair fall out, definitely have the hair fall out, and therefore he cannot do that while he's a nazir.